Iran. So we won't start with that today. We mentioned last week in the Beis HaMedrash that the first avodah of an eis tzoros such as this is to be noisei ba'ol. That's to be misboinein before one davens to the different aspects of the tzoros so that one has it in one's mind. For us, it unfortunately comes very close to home because we have to have in mind Boaz, Matisio, Ben Giora, and be misboinein, just try to. That's the Koyach HaDimyon that a human being has. Koyach HaDimyon. Volbe writes that's why people are called Odom, Odom Arishon. So the Chumash says, Ofer Min Adoma. Volbe says another meaning is we have the Koyach HaDimyon. We're able to imagine. So we have to have the Koyach HaDimyon to let our minds go to Boaz, Matisio, and then Bechlal. Minds should go to the places. All the different, as Rav Chaim Vital says, take a moment out to think about the parents, the wives, the children. So that's the first avoda, and then to have that connect with our davening. Next avoda is that we have to be misburning ourselves. So since we're in the parish of Lom De Torah, so we have to first be mechazek our davening and our learning. So mechazek our learning is first of all to be more careful, not be mevatel during the Seder. That's the first avoid. It doesn't mean that a person should become neurotic. After Virkel, not to become neurotic. That person has to. Chaim Kanievsky used to say that when the Mishnah says that one of the Memches Kinyanim is Sicha Kala, so Sicha Muetas, so most Meforshim say it means that one should be limit when Sicha as much as possible. And Chaim Kanievsky said, no, it means that one needs a little bit of a break. One needs a sicha muetas in order to be able to focus for a chunk of time. But we all know what our tolerances are. So the first thing is to, the siddurim that we do have, is to make sure that we are focused. And in the next avodah is to see if there is spare time. B'chlal, our seder yom, usually does not include any spare time. But in case there is some spare time, but a person doesn't dance, again, a person needs some time to relax and unwind. But if there is more than that, times that we, let's say, get carried away with going to various sites or in social media, so then we know that's time that can be used better. So that's the next nukud again, not to become neurotic, but to be a little bit more disciplined. So we want to be marchiv the sugya before we leave the sugya of Shemin, and really the line of Isaac and Mazkalei, because the sugya of Iker Tovel is a little bit later on. There'll be another sugya of refuah coming up. But the sugya of exactly what is the maisa which is mechayev bracha. So that we have a chance to focus on, because Rashi says it has to be a maisa chila. But before we leave Rashi, I just want to point out a Rashi in Sukkah Daf Chav Vav. The Mishnah says, Ma'aseh Revila Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lit oimes atavshil. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted to taste something. So they brought a little bit of food from the taste. Ule Rabban Gamil Shnei Koisvais Vidli Shulmayim Vaomru Helum La Sukkah. And he said, bring them to the Sukkah. Ukishin Nosnu Loyler Bitzodik Oichel Pochis Mikibetza. And another story, when they gave Reb Tzadok his food, which was less than a kibbeza, less than two kizesim, so notlu b'mapa, he didn't touch the food, it was bread, he didn't have to do netilas yadayim, because the sofek, v'ochlu chutz la'sukkah, and he ate out of the sukkah, so none of his are sugi right now. But then it says, v'loy birech acharov, v'ayis t'chois, means he made a bracha before, means he made a bracha before. Right, so Rashi is Marich.
I already opened the
Rashi. No, you opened the Rashi on the Amud Aleph. I was trying to get them in base. Okay. So Rashi is Marich. No, the map. Loi not al Yodov. El korch b'mapa yodim mishum nekiyus tekosam apochus b'kibay loy boy nitil sedayim b'loy boy sukkah v'loy boy birkas hamozin liacharov the dorish of Yehuda v'yachal t'bisvat v'yirach v'achil sheyesh b'asiviya v'ayinu kibayza but less than a beza is not an achil sheyesh b'asiviya avol lefonov v'chol duhu boy bracha sh'arei nene. Right, so we have to put the two Rashi's together. The Rashi in our sugya lamehema days that says it has to be a masa achila, and this Rashi that says sherei nene. So that will be explained in Rashi. That Chazal's the Siva Satakana is we can't benefit from the world without a bracha. The Oifin Atakana was Kein De Raisa. It has to be a Maisa Chila. Like it says, V'achalta. And when it comes to benching, it's an Achila Sheyesh Bei Sviya. And when it comes to, since there is a ma'is achila l'gavei truma, that's lav davkan achila sheish b'sviya, so Chazal were mesakein that this should be a ma'is achila. However, we see from Rashi another important nakuda, that the shir achila does not define the ma'is achila. Shir defines the ma'is achila hachashuva. For example, what Rashi is saying is that a person eats pochus mikazayis, it's still achila. And Yom Kippur, a person is moch pochus mikashir, it's still achila. But it's not an achila hasvi, it's not an achila chashuva. A person has an achila of nevela pochus mikashir, pochus mikazayis, he's still over the east of nevela. He's not chayiv and oinshin. So Rashi apparently holds that the shir is not the shir that's defining that this is an act of achila. But it defines it as a significant act of achila. So Rashi's shita is it has to be a ma'isa achila, which means it can't be a ma'isa mazik. And look over Rashi. We'll say it can't be te'ima. The din of Handoah is the Chazal using Rashi's approach that a person has to be moida because Baruch Hu gave him food. So the chiyuv of giving edah is when he benefits from the food. If the food's mazik, I mean, it doesn't give edah, right? Just like we'll discuss later on, if the food is aser. But if the food is mutter, he's getting Handoah, he's chayiv. Then that was the siva satakana. But the oifen atakona was since Rashi says there is no din of te'ima in Torah, so the Chazal's din has to look like a din de raisa. So the gabi benching, that's a specific din of achilah sheish by sviya. Lagabi truma is a maisa chila per se. So therefore, the Gemara. So therefore, according to Rashi, we don't require the shear necessarily, but it does have to have the format of a maisa chila. We see a similar aura in Tosfos on Daf Lamites Amud Aleph. Hold on.
It's open.
Lamites is open also?
Tosfos is third or fourth
tab
over there.
No.
The next one?
Okay. Good. The Gemara there says, "Botzalei shura hainu davke bivracha shala acharav, the be'in and shir, avol bracha shala fonda v'afilu pachis mikashir, the osel lahonis v'el mazem v'lei bracha, bein din achila bein din shtiya." So that is avol bracha shala acharav bein and shir v'lei lugmav. So the again, this Rashi, this Taisvus can go kir Rashi kir Taisvus, but the same Nakuda. That we're saying that for the bracha rishayna, it does not require a shear. According to Rashi, it's supposed to be a ma'isa achila. So achila hamazik, not a ma'isa achila. All right. So that's what we've been developing on Thursday and on yesterday. This machlokes rishayim, whether Chazal were mesakein that the ma'isa achila machayev, that the achila, I should say, achila machayev is bracha rishayna. Is it mugder is an achila or no? Any hanova alma. All right. So this sugya, then, which is clearly in the lashonos of the ritzvon the sheet on one hand and the rush on the other hand. So that comes up on daf yud dalet omer aleph. Boy minei asiyan. As far as I can tell, this is the only time that asiyan is mentioned in Shas. Tana devei Rabbi Ami, that does not mean he's one of the Tanoim. It means that the Gemara says that the Tanoim had people who would be in their Beis HaMedrash, and they knew all the texts. So when Rabbi Ami wanted to look up a text, he didn't have Svarim. He had people. He said, "I need to remember a text in Hilchos Brachos, the text about." Whatever it was about, I don't know if he had a Tanu Nu Kola Terakula or a Tanu Fizrom. I don't know how it worked exactly, but they had people who knew the text Keseder, and that's how they would. That is how they would refer. They didn't have instead of having the Bar-Ilan all set up, so they would have first knew the text in Europe before the Second World War. There were many times, more in the 1800s, when Bate Midrashim did not have full sets of shasim, and or they only had one shas, and then there would be Talmidim who would take upon themselves, one Talmud knew all of Brachis Balta, one Talmud knew Shabbos Balta, and one Talmud, they didn't have a full set of full shas. So when they wanted to know a Gemara, the person who's Achroi in Brachis, he was the Baal Brach. So there's a Tana. His name was Asiyon Tana Devei Rabbi Ami Rabbi Ami Hashori Betainis Mao Sheyite. If a person is making a Tainis, he's a Shori Betainis. Can he taste Achila Ushtia Kobil Olei Voleko Aydil Mano Kobil Olei? What was he makabel upon himself? So Vaisachos, we're not talking about a Tainis Tzibur. A Tanis Sivir doesn't depend on what I'm makabel upon myself. Tanis Sivir is a separate din, but a person's makabel Tanis. He had a chaloim, a bad, difficult chaloim in the time when they used to be misana for chaloimais, right? Or Rachmona Litzlan had some daigas in his family. A person wasn't well, he was makabel Tanis, right? So he was makabel Tanis upon himself. And he was a Tanis Shul Tshuva. He was Mekabel Tainus. If the Mincha before the Tainus, he was Mekabel, that the next morning he'd be Mis'ana the entire day. Good. Now the next morning, it's Erev Shabbos, and it could be a Tainus of a Yortzeit, maybe. And he's preparing Shabbos, and he or she wants to know, can they be Tayyim the Cholent to find if it tastes good or not? But they have to tell everybody the next day, don't know how this is going to turn out. I was being Mis'ana yesterday. So Ashari B'tainis Mao Shi Yitav. So the Gemara says, what's the Shiloh over here? So Shiloh, what was B'daitoi when he was Mekabal Tainis? Achil L'shtiya Kobol Olei V'Oleko Idil Mano Kobol Olei Tainis Seif Seif is a din of neder. What's the Mechayiv of Tainis? A Tainis Tzibur. The Mechayiv is either the Navi Zachariah, more likely Tainis Tzibur Yom Kippur's Dei Raisa. Tisha B'Av is the Rabbanon. And the Arba Taniyos are either the Rabbanon or a Minhag Yisroel. So that depends on how we're magid the minig. But if a person makabel tainus on himself, so that the binding obligation is the din of the dharma. If a person eats in that tainus, what's he over? He's over the din of neder. If he wants to be free of the of an oynish, he has to do a taras the dharma. So the Gemara says it depends. What did he have in mind? What does the average person have in mind when he's makabel tainus? So Rabbi Yami said, Mutter. Tanya, and then they have a brisa. Tanya namihachi, mat emes, eina to una bracha. Vashori betainis, toyem vein vachach klum. So the Ashari B'tainas, Toyev and Haven say exactly what that means. Person is B'tainas, can taste. What's Mat Emes, Eina Tuner Bracha? Why did it say Hashari, HaToyev, Toyev Ve'ina Mevarech? And then the Gemara says, Ad Kama. How far does this go? Rabbi Yan Mirasi, Tomei Ad Shi'ur Revi Osa. Till the Shi'ur Revi Osa. Now here Rashi explains that that matemes means te'imas tavshil. Right? Mao sheyitim is a tavshil. L'das and tzorch melech italim. Why is Rashi telling us why he wants to taste it? Whatever, maybe he's curious, maybe l'das. He wants to know. Tzorch melech italim. To see if Lishma Daik was there. Matemes te'imas tavshil. Right? Other Rishonim say that it has to do with a person who's cooking, a person who's, that's their job, to be matemes, to be the taster. So, eina to una bracha. So then the Gemara says, ad kama. What's pshat ad kama? Right? Eina to is okay. According to Rashi, everything's smooth, correct? Because a matemes is not a maisa chila. Just tasting. Right? So it's like a person who eats the refuah. That's the normal purpose of eating is to enjoy the food. The normal purpose of eating is to be mechazik oneself. To have hanoas achila. He enjoys a certain kind of food. But to check whether the soup is salty or not salty, does it mean more salt, less salt, more water? That's not a ma'is achila. That's not the normal hanoas achila. So, eina tu'une bracha, and it's not what a person who's makabel. So, ad kama, Rabbi Amirasi tamei, ad shiri vi usa, until there was a revius. They did tam ad revius. What does that mean? Tam ad reviosa? Go ahead.
You taste up until you have the shir revius, but once you have a shir revius, it makes a chila for interaction.
So, Lechari would say that you could say, once they had a revius, but you're careful to say, what about the Rashi in Sukkah that says that it doesn't really require a shir?
What would be considered a derech achila?
So you're saying it's correct that the lechore the pshat, and many of you should have said this explicitly, that if a person what defines that you're still tasting, How much do you have Seder Tesis? The person at the Seder night who keeps munching on the carpet, so the guy's hungry. So what's he going to do? He has a long way to go till the meal. He has an Eitzah. He'll have carpus, and he'll munch on the carpus, pochis mikashir. Less he'll have a bite, less than a bite, every 9 minutes. So it's not mitzarev. So he's begetis on a maisachila. So is there a point when it becomes a maisachila? So this Gemara is saying, when it comes to tamei, carpus, I don't know, when it comes to tamei, when it comes to the chef who's tasting, if he takes a rebius in a pochis me the achila pras, then that's already called achila. That already is no longer considered to be just tasting ladas. So that works according to Tais, according to Rashi. Tais is at the bottom of the Omer says, Aydil Mokohana Kobulai Tesis Tans Yoch. Tell you made Vaka Klum Pirish Rin Hanano. She Khoizer U Poilet. Dele Khoshivan no Minateima. Alubeleya Loi. A filu Bishor Tanius. Umishvachia Poilet and Serach Brocha Shaino Nene. So the Chavar Taisves is Koni Rin Hanano. Because Taisves holds in this, like the Ritvon, like the Rosh. That Maisa Chila is not relevant. Legabe Birchas Hanenin. It's all about Osu Lihonis Menoel Mazeb Le Bracha. So therefore, the Toyim gets Hanok. So even though the purpose of the Toyim wants to know, the Achreik Yechleis HaKol, the soup tastes good, they got Hanok from it. So Peshman Hananel, over here, Ateima means Chayzer Upoile. You spit it out. That's not even considered hana. But if the to'emes swallows, so then he would be chayim v'brocha afilu b'shara atanius, and it would be considered as if he was in violation of the tanis, and he has to do atoras nedarim. U'mishumachi apoilate. And Teishva says there's a din of Hanah also. There's also a bar of Hanah. So the bar of Hanah is that one person has to swallow. If you don't swallow, if you're chayzu poilet, so if a person, according to Teishva, if a person would be boileya a revius and poilet, oh, that's already a little bit of Hanah. Fills his mouth with a good taste. That's Hano. But anything pochus me that, if pochus me zeh, he would not be chai. That's the Rosh points out. The Rosh says, boy mene asiyon tanu reyami mei reyami asher betainis mao she yitu mechilu shtiyah kabalei abhol leko idilma hano kabalei oika omalei toim imchaklum ten rochi amatem esin itugun ibrocha vashor betainis toim imchaklum ad kamo rebi avirasi tamme ad shir reviyis Toyim ve'ein bochach klum pirish Rebbe Nachmanel kugain shechayzu parleit hilchach loy chashiva te'ima no hilchach loy chashiva te'ima no. The Rashi wouldn't say that. The Ritvon should be better. Now, in the Tosfos says it that hano is the mechayiv v'gamin tzorach bracha. And now we understand what's the connection between tainus and bracha. We had a connection between Truma and Bracha, because Rashi holds Maisa Achila. What's the connection between Tainus and Bracha? And again, just to remind ourselves that the Ritva and the Shita and now the Taisa, they're all going to explain that the connection between Truma and Achila is, according to Rashi, it defines Maisa Achila, but according to Rabbi Shain, it's all about it in Hana. So what is it? Why do I have to compare Truma? Why are we going to Truma? So the purpose of going to Truma is, according to Rav Yishayim, is because it wants to just give us a raya that a person has absolutely no hana from Shemen. What's the raya? The raya is that the Gemara calls it a hezek. I'm being mazik the shemen. I'm being masik the shemen. But it has nothing to do with defining the chiyuv of achila. Okay? So now this Tosfos goes right and says, lo yichoshev atima hana. According to Rashi, atima was not called a maisa achila. But according to Tosfos, it's not even called hana. The guy means sorech bracha, o miyu davke revias, avol tfeime revias, chashiva hana, nintainas. O miyu nira, de bracha leit sorech. Rosh says another chiddush that the hana that hamachayeves bracha is not the same din as the hana that ishters a tainus, that disrupts a tainus. Hana that disrupts a tainus that depends on the das or kibel. That's either achila or it's the imad revius, but L'gabei bracha, it's not exactly the same as tainus. L'gabei bracha, if a person is oichel upoilet, so just like we said, l'gabei tainus, that is not mechayev, is not considered to be hana, which disrupts the tainus, so you're also l'gabei bracha. But l'gabei the mitzvah of bracha, so we need, according to the Rosh, we need hanoas me'ayim. Right, so l'chora we have now a machlokes in whether you require hanoas me'ayim. Right? According, it sounds like from the pashtus of Tosfos that if a person is boileya v'zoyrek, a revius, one's chayiv bracha as well. And the Rosh says no. That a person is b'leya v'zorek, he's never chayiv. The din of revius is only the gabei tainus. But he have to be b'leya in order to be chayiv. So, according to the Rashi, the mechayiv of bracha is achila. So the mechayiv is hana, but chazal and misaken, it has to be a ma'aseh achila. And according to Tosfos, chazal and misaken, it has to be a substantial mehana. But it could even be a mehana of just the taste in his mouth, the revius, a ti'ima chashuva. And according to Rosh, it has to be a nos me'ayim, it has to actually swallow. Right? So, for example, what would be enough kamina between the Rosh and the Tosfos?
If you taste more than revius.
Okay.
Maybe gum.
So gum could be a machlokes. According to Rosh, l'chera, there's no basis to make a bracha in gum.
Unless you say gum's different.
Correct.
Because it's like.
But according to the Bali Tosfos, so then it's possible that if a person has hanos cheich, just the palate is nana, that would be enough to be mechayev bracha, right? Because you're not b'leyu poilet, but you don't require hanos me'ayim. So whether when chewing gum, so l'chora, the chewing of the gum, l'chora, the way is that the little bit of taste or sugar that's in the gum, that's in the gum, stays in the mouth. Doesn't go down. L'chora. So l'chora, it should be machlekes between a v'chanan on the Rosh, whether it makes the brach and gum altogether. L'masa, maybe we'll discuss a little bit, In amongst Ashkenazim was the Machlekes Rav Moshe of Tuvi Goldstein. Rav Tuvi Goldstein was a posek on the Lower East Side. He was a younger contemporary of Moshe. He was different than Rav Moshe in that he had a much broader bekiyas than Rav Moshe had in Chuvas. And the stories go that sometimes Rav Moshe, when he paskin the Shaila, he would then ask Rav Tuvia, does this come up any place in the Svarim? To see if he was on track. Rav Tuvia lived just, I think, a floor below Rav Moshe. Rav Tuvia was a Rosh Hashiva in Yaakov Yosef. Very, very beloved Rosh Hashiva. He took a great interest in his Talmidim. And then at some point he split off and he wanted to establish a Shiva that was more focused on Halacha. So he established a Shiva called Emek Halacha. Emek Halacha, I think, still exists in Brooklyn. So Rav Moshe held that when it's chayiv to make a bracha on Gamini, he's a tshuva about it. And Rav Tuvi, I don't know if it's in the Sefer. I don't remember. But his Talmidim told me that he said that one would not make a bracha. And amongst the Chachmei Sfarad, so Rav Hadaya has a tshuva that one would not make a bracha on Gamin. Rav Avadi Yosef argues strongly in the Omer against him. L'chayra could be this machlaikas, not entirely. It sounds a little bit better, but it could be this machlaikas. If you require hanos meyav, so then l'chayra gam is not hanos meyayim. But if one only requires hanos within the cheikh, right? How do I? So where do you see the machlaikas? You see that Ben Chananel said that boy leya upoilet berevius is chayiv. See, there could be hanos chayich, it's mechayiv, hanos the pelt, it's mechayiv. Doesn't have to be the hanos of getting nutrition, of getting into the system. And according to the Rosh, even hanos of a revius would not be mechayiv if one is boileya upoilet. Goes again. So let's put it all together again. So we now have l'chora three of machlekes, correct? We have Rashi. I say everybody holds that if a person eats normally, so te'ima ba'alma is chayiv, right? That's kol atoyim. Rashi is moisif that the te'ima doesn't require any shir b'tchila. That's the Rashi in Sukkah, but the way that a person ingests it has to be a normal masa achila. If it's not a normal masa achila, for example, it's a poor tasting thing, it's his mazik the person, so then he is potter from making the bracha. And Tosfos holds it has to be that Tosfos hold that a te'ima of a revius is mechayiv, but a te'ima of alma is not mechayiv. That's close to Rav Chananel. And the Rosh holds that a te'ima is defined as something that doesn't make it into the me'ayim. So one isn't chayiv for a bracha until one makes it, until it's taken in almost to say it has to be like a form of nutrition, not just hanos time is not good enough, it has to be hanos that we associate with achil of the Rosh Meal. Okay, so far so good. Good. Avram, correct. Could be. So I don't have a riot to say exactly. And I don't know if Rashi says exactly if he would say the same thing as the Rosh. It's possible. One certainly could say that there are two groups. In the Rishonim, one te'ima that, and the other is that it has to be Maisachila. And the Rashi says Pshat Maisachila. That it can't be someone is mazik, and the Rosh is pshat ma'isachila, is it has to be ingested. That could be, and again, what you're saying could be correct. They just don't have a raya to put them together.
The Rosh can't do it, but by Tana, not Maisa Achila.
Correct, correct. That's correct. That's correct, yeah. Ben?
Just move from the
A little louder, we're still, my ears are still clogged from the flight. A little louder.
We're being magdir, what we were saying in Rashi before, because before we were saying in Rashi that v'achalta, the way that we define a bracha vishon is in the Rashi Tikkun, it has to be the same thing as the Rashi of Muslim, which we before we said was he needs kazayas. But now we're saying that no, based on the Rashi in Sukkah, it really doesn't, there's no shir for bracha vishonah, and it's only as long as you're doing a maisa achila, it'd be chayim bracha.
Correct. So what? And see, if we go the road of Rome, what Rome was saying, then we have it. We can say it very clearly. We could say that the ma'aseh achilah has to be anos me'ayim. So that would give us clarity in what the distinction is. But
so we're adding an extra step into what we were saying before in Rashi.
Right. Correct. But I don't have a raya brewer that Rashi says that. So another. So it could be. Again, speculative, that let's say Rashi may hold that chewing gum is an ma'aseh achilah. Yeah, Kenny.
Where does Rashi say anything about a ti'iman in Sukkah? He says only about, like, he doesn't say whether you would be bolated or. He doesn't say whether. He doesn't describe the.
Right, so the chari, you have to say. That since Rashi requires, Rashi says that it has to be a ma'aseh achilah, we learn that from the din of Isaac and Mazkele.
So, what determines whether it's team or not? Meaning, we saw the opposite of the between Tosos and Rashi, but how do we know where Rashi fit within that if he doesn't really explain anything with regards to team?
Rashi has to be l'chayra. Rashi has to explain daf yud dalet. In light of what he said on Daf Lamed Hey and in Sukkot of Chavav. Right? So once Rashi tells us that it has to satisfy the requirements of Yechalta, right? So L'chayra, and Rashi says in Sukkot that a Te'im Ba'almos is Mechayevis, right? So then when the Gemara says, Atayim, what does Atayim mean? Hana mu'utas pu'utas chayevas. So Chari must hold that, either like Taisvis, that Boileu poilate downgrades the Hana. But Chari has to say, he has to explain what is Toyim? The same kasha that Rabbi Chananel has to address. Rabbi Rashi has to address. Right? Everybody has to address the question. The Gemara says, on one end you have, we could begin this, if we would have started Daf Yud Dalet, so we would have said, Gemara and Daf Lamed Hey says, that kol hanene, and the language of Mikimi, Khan or Mikiva, Osala Odom, Sheyitim Klum, Kodim Sheyavarech. Sheyitim Klum. So why is the Gemara discussing whether Tayemis makes a bracha or not? Rabbi Kiva said, you can't even be Tayem. So Rabbi Chananel explains that Te'ima means Te'ima without spitting it out, that you maintain, you hold on to the Te'ima. But the Te'ima on Daf Yud Dalet is spitting it out. How does that answer the question? L'chayra Taya means tasting. So what does it matter whether I spit it out? I still tasted it. I still got Hanah from it. So Rashi will answer that by saying, no, I need a Ma'aseh Achilah. It has to have some semblance of a Ma'aseh Achilah. And L'chayra, and the Rosh will say, has to be Hanos Me'ayim. Te'ima means you're Te'ima Me'ayim. Doesn't mean you have a fleeting taste for 3 seconds. You have a Te'ima that a person benefits from. And Loch Oira, the Ritva, and the Shikim Chubet says that they taka say, Kipshutai, that Te'im is Chayiv. They're also going to have to say something along the lines of Rabbi Chananel. Everybody has to be Yashivas. also liatayim, and so now let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Berachos, the Rambam says Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, right? Umidivrei Seifim Levarach Al Kol Machol Techilo VeAchar Kach Yene Mimenu. Vafilu Niskaven Lechol Eilishtois Kol Shu Mevarach VeAchar Kach Yene VeChein. Eme riach reach toiv mivarech va'achakach yene mimenu. V'kol hanene b'loi bracha mbal v'chei midibri seifrim l'varecha achar kol ma sheyechel v'kol ma sheyishte. V'hu, but the bracha achrayna is yishte revias v'sheyechel kazayas. U'matemes eina tzricha bracha loy lefane v'loy lachara ad revias. So what's the din of matemes? Why does a matemes not require a bracha? He just said, kol anene b'lei bracha mal. Midivrei seferim levarach achar kol ma sheyechal v'kol ma sheyishte. We have a revius. So umatemes en etzricha bracha. Why not? So again, midivrei seifim levarcha kol machol techila v'achar kach yene mimenu. Okay, so matemes should be chayiv. V'afilu niskavin lechol elishtois kol shu mivarech v'achar kach yene. So what's the rambling voice? Go ahead.
It's not hanach. Just the action of putting it in your mouth and spitting it out.
Oh, so the Rambam say you have to be parlayed?
No, but he said at the beginning that if you have akol machol tchila akol kol machol, you have to give a bracha, right?
Right.
So if akol machol you have to give a bracha, then it would make sense that you're not actually eating it or drinking it because.
So l'chor, that's what the Rambam is being moisif. Afilu niskavein lechol elishtois kol shu. What does the Rambam simply say? Ve'afilu. Afilu kolshu. Midivrei seifim al kol machol tchila v'yachar kach levarach al kol machol tchila v'yachar yenem imenu. V'afilu kolshu. Afilu ochal kolshu. What's wrong being vayzev? Afilu niskavein le'achor le'lishtois. Kolshu mivarach v'yachar kach yenem. V'afilu niskavein le'achor le'lishtois kolshu. Before we get it wrong?
It could be that, like, you know, like he says, like, the word kavona, like, kavona matters. So at the end, the kavona is just to taste it, like Rashi said. Even though, like, Rashi says to taste it because you want to see how the dish tastes, or, like, Tosu says to spit out, I think either way works. The beginning is you have a kavona to actually go and eat your food. You're going to eat a whole meal. Let's say your kavona is to eat a whole meal.
Oh. So here, Ron pointed out to another nafkamina between the Rishonim over here, that the Ber Halacha discusses. There is a Halacha that if I am mafsik between the Bracha and the Achila, I need to make another Bracha. If I make a Bracha and I begin eating, and then I'm mafsik, I don't need to make another Bracha, right? The person makes a Bracha, barbiates, has a piece of an orange, and then he schmoozes, he's talking, he discusses something. He has another piece of the orange. It's covered by the first bracha, correct? But a person makes a bracha, poetry, eight, and then he has a conversation. He's mafsik between the bracha and the achila. No? Then he has to make another bracha. So what's considered to be the hascholas achila legabe the bracha? Right? A person has makes a bracha, and then he is toyim. But he hasn't had a revius yet of the te'ima. Does he have to make another bracha? A person makes a bracha, and he's boileya and poilet. A third of a revius. So the chayyim has to make, and then he shmuzes. The chayyim has to make another bracha. According to Menachananel. Because he wasn't by Leopold Revius. He's still at the beginning. According to Rosh, a person begins to eat, but he didn't have knisas me'ayim. He puts it to one side of his mouth. He didn't swallow yet. He talks. L'chor yesmeg of the bruch. Right? According to the Ben Hananel, he wouldn't have finger the bracha, because as long as he got some hanok, if we say like Avram, so Rashi would fall in line with the Rosh.
Yeah.
Right? So there are two nafkaminas here. Number one, when's a person chayiv a bracha? Number two, what's considered to be a hefsek? If we have to define the masa hamachayiv. Now, so the Rambam says that afilu neskavin lechol lishtois kolshu. So l'chor the Rambam is simply saying that it has to be again a kol shu. When he says mat emes einet tzricha bracha, so many svarim understand that to mean if he's boileya upoilet. So he doesn't require bracha until he's balei pani revius. Do we have the hilchos tanis up here?
Of course.
Rambam hilchos tanis writes. Where's Rambam? It's Perek Aleph still. Very interesting halacha. Could be halacha l'maisa. Midivrei seifrim l'sanis al kol tzoro shetove al tzivur ad she yiruchumu min hashamayim. Right, the ikar din is lizek ul hariya. Midivrei seifrim l'sanis ubimei ataniyois zayakin v'tfilos v'mischanim v'riyin v'chatzayis v'lvad. But Kol ha'shori b'taynes, bein shehoya mis'ane al tzerosoy oy al chaloymoy, bein shehoya mis'ane matzibra al tzerosoy. Harvei zeh, lo yinag idunin b'atzmoy, he shouldn't do luxuries, v'lo yokil roishoy, he shouldn't joke around. He should be worried. Should be sobering. Right? That's the end of Tainus. We don't have the. We're annoyed not to be guys with Tanias nowadays. Probably because we don't have the. Probably. Because a tainus for us is not such an inspiring day. It doesn't move us to be more mizboine. We've dropped the darga. And most of the time, a tainus for us is just waiting it out until the tainus is over. But it doesn't become a weighty, sobering act that, or. Doesn't put us in the frame of mind of tshuvot. So you read us adaris. So that's why we are very hesitant to be. Person has a bad chalayim. Most the poskim will say there are other things a person can do to take care of a chalayim. A person has a chalayim and it's bothering him and he can't get away from it. Then maybe it'll suggest after a while to do a Tanis Chalim. For instance, the Tzorah, so we'll say we should do Tshuva, should daven. Very, very, very rarely will we suggest the Tainus. A yard site, most people do not do Tainus in yard sites, and because most people don't find that the Tainus is a significant avoid. So, but Tzorach Yom Gadol, Tzorach Lahalis, or Shulchan Melachim, whether if one isn't Misana, maybe one should still be keeping the dinim of Le Yinhogi Dunin Basim of the Akil Roshay. Maybe that the Mishukrip, Tzorachin. I'm just suggesting, thinking out loud. But then the Rambam writes, Umutor loy litay mesatavshil, viafilu bechdei revias, vushula yivla elatoy aim upoilet. Here the Rambam says, what's the din lagabe atainis? Person wants to take mutor loy litay. Afilu bechdei revias, even revias. Vehu shula yivla elatoy upoilet. So what's the cash in Rambam? If we had a split screen, what would the kasha would be? Probably could do it. Yeah, I'm not so talented. What would be the kasha?
Our Rambam doesn't mention Chovet.
A little bit louder?
Our Rambam doesn't mention Chovet. Like, if you really meant Chovet, like some of the Rambam understand.
Correct. No, and then a Gevaldik Ha'ara, whatever I'm saying. Umatemes Eina Tzricha Ad Revius. What are Matemes and Revius? No? And that is Chayiv? No, a bracha. But Rav Hilchos Tainus says, number one, umutu leilitoim afilu bechdei revias. Vuhu shalai yivla elatoim upoilet. So why did the Rambam say vuhu? So there are gedolim who say, gilo kan mashakosav shom. I have a Rebbe, Rav Nachman Rabinovich, that's I just nifter a little while ago. So he was writing, he didn't complete, but he was wrote an extensive in the Rambam called the Yad Pshuta. So in his Sefer, he says, it's not a kasha. It's the same din. Elamai, the person I said, Rambam expected. You didn't expect it, you only learn his bracha. You expect it, you learn his whole Sefer. So you get the chastaniyas, you would know that that's how you define the tayyim. I believe the Magen Avraham says that in Shitas Rambam. But L'chayra, Tzorach Yin Gadol, because L'chayra, the Rambam in Hilchis Brachos is before Tanis. So why does he wait till Hilchis Tanis to define Hilchis Brachos? And L'chayra can is another kasha. What is Avraham's kasha? Why didn't the Rambam say, Bahu she'toyim u'poyle? The other is, it's like a different din. The din of toyim l'gabe bracha is afilu revias. The din legave bracha is only up to revias. So l'chart is a different din. No? So what's the hezra davar in Rambam? No? Menachem, go ahead.
Why can't you just say that there's different thresholds for bracha and tima patinus?
Okay. No, go so go weiter.
Therefore, to require bracha, if you're going to have more than revias, requires a bracha. But that which is that when you're fasting, that even more than revias.
Well, we'll go slow. So in Rambam, if a person is toyim and he is
less than
revias, not and what?
Less, if he's toying less than revias, he wouldn't require a bracha. But if he's toying revias, he would require a bracha.
What is time in Hilchos Brachos?
Yeah, stomach swallowing.
Was that? Why do you say that? Why don't you say that? That in Hilchos Tainus, the Rambam insisted, has to be that Pochis Mavis, you have to swallow, and after Mavis, the Rambam insisted that you always have to swallow. Right? Over here, the Rambam didn't insist you have to swallow. And Rambam doesn't say it.
No, so the Rambam doesn't say anything in Brachos.
Right. So why don't you assume that
because
even
Dafka says spit it out by Titus.
So therefore, by Hilchos Brachos, what would you say?
It's different. You can swallow it up until the case.
In Hilchus Tainus, if you would swallow Pochim Rebias, what would the din be?
You'd be over.
You finish the Tainus. And Hilchus Brachis?
If you swallow it, you still
want to
require
Bracha. L'chor, you should say that, right? Because the Ram didn't say. What else? What would be another smach to say this word? Va'afilu niskavin lechol elishtois kolshu. Mivorach v'achar kach yene. But let's say he's not miskavin lechol elishtois kolshu. He's miskavin to do te'ima. So l'chor he's not chayvin a bracha. And l'chor the Rambam saying, L'chayra. The Rambam has a different shita. He says, it depends on your kavana. Your kavana was to eat. Your kavana was lechol elishtois kolshu. Your kavana was to taste, to see whether the food tastes like Rashi says. Your kavana was, this is not your suiting, this is not filling up right now. You're tasting for only one reason. You want to find out? Salty, not salty. Right? So, ein tzricha bracha ad revias. Once you take your revias, so then, I guess the fact that you're taking your revias, that undermines in your kavana. Afilu neskavin lechol elishtais. But so according to Rambam, if I ask the kasha, Rambam, the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Hevud Aleph Amri Kiva, Osir Litoim Beloy Bracha. It says in Daf Yud Dalet. What's the din of Gabi at Toyemes? Kasha is, what do you say? What's the Shaila? How can you pater a tayemes? Also litoim. So the Rebbeinu Chanal says, no. Baileya upoilet. If you keep talking about the person, baileya. Baileya upoilet. Is it different then? Apparently the Rambam would say, why are you saying that? The Rambam would say, Rabbi Kiva said, "Oser litoim min ha'olam hazeh b'lei bracha." So when the Gemarist asks the kasha, when Asiyon Tanu Rami asks the kasha, what's he asking? So apparently Rambam says he was asking that he doesn't have kavana to eat right now. He doesn't have kavana to get nourished right now. He only has he will get some anor from it. It tastes good. He has some soup and it tastes good. He will get anor from it. But his kavana wasn't get to get it. His kavana was to see if it tastes good or not. That could be l'chayra. Rashi could say the same thing, right? Rashi's not limited now to saying that that he's boile or poile. Rashi could say that again. We don't know because Rashi is quiet on it. But l'chayra, now we have just to do a sikkum. We branched out from the sugya just to do a sikkum. We were learning the sugya of Shemen. The sugya of shemen really is a sugya of when shemen gets a bracha. It only gets a bor priates, never gets bumped up. It gets a bor priates only when the reason for eating is you're having shemen lerefua, and there's a maisa chilu because you mevatel it in roiv and nigran, but you still have to say a bracha, but it doesn't get the bracha, the ikur. The refuah is kaved, that's the ikar, but the bracha you're going to make is a bracha berpeit in the shemen. Okay, that's the din of shemen. En route, the Gemara said that maybe you're going to maybe have shemen alone. Can't be, because Isaac and Mazikle. Okay, what was Isaac and Mazikle? Why is that a ptur in bracha? He's eating, he's ingesting. The guy has a reason for eating it. So Rashi says because it's not a ma'is achila, because it's hurtful, it's damaging you. And the Ritva and the Sheet and the Rebbe Shem saying no, because it is a total waste. You're not getting any Hanoah from it. So here we saw from this the different lashonos that Rashi holds, everybody holds, Hano is the Machayev. But when Chazal are misakin the bracha, when they misakin the Kein de Raisa, that has to be a Maisa Chila, or when they misakin, then it has to be anything that gives Hano. They weren't misakin a Maisa Chila. Now, the truth is that it's not a full fledged Maisa Chila, because the Gabi, because Moshe and Kish Baruch Hu defined it, it's a Maisa Chila HaMasbiya. The Gabi, Nevela, Maisa Chila, it's Chashuva. And the Gabi, Bracha, Chazal Misakein, a Maisa Chila, that a person, just a normal Maisa Chila, can't be a Maisa Chila, which is Mazik. It doesn't require the Shir, though. And Roy Vishonim Hol, there is no such requirement of Maisa Chila. Okay, we explained it could be really a machlekes in the achila birkas and mozain. Hey, yes, is achila masbiya? Is it really a ma'aseh achila shul kol teru kula, or it's a separate din achila which gives a certain amount of hanah? And legabe hanah birkas and mozain has to be hanah shul svi, and legabe birkas bracha mishena, even though hanah purta. All right, what's the bar of this hanah purta? Daf yud dalad. Toyeim is below the bar. A toyeim poches mervias, everybody holds that's such shvach hanoah. Hezra Dov explained yesterday. Hezra Dover is Chazal or misakin the bracha when there's a maisa hama'orer. It gives you a certain hergish, a certain uplift, a certain moment. So it has to be a little bit of hanoah. So it has to be a certain bar where we get. What's the bar of that hanoah? That's a machlekes v'shainim. According to Rashi, it has to be a Maisa Chila. According to Rambam and all, and the Ritvon, the Sheet, and the Taste, has to be a Maisa. Has to give you some Hano. Exactly how much Hano? Rosh says Hano is Me'ayim. Taisva says it has to be a Hano of that you're Beileya, and then it's a little bit, or if you're not Beileya, it has to be Hanoah of Rebis. And L'chor, the Rambam says, it has to be Hanoah that executes your Kavana. If your Kavana was to eat, to drink, then either you have to fulfill that, my Kavana is to have to drink, then the smallest amount. My Kavana is the smallest amount. My kavana is to find out how much the food tastes. Yeah. And then I'm not chayv in making a bracha unless I have a whole revias. So l'chor, it's at least a four-way machlekes exactly how to define, and if you want to, and what's the nafkamina ledina? Nafkamina ledina would be a person is tasting and he swallows less than a revias. Rambam would say Potter, Rosh would say Chayiv, and Lachar Batez would also say Chayiv. A person is tasting, and he's a Rei, and he's Poilet more than a Revius. Rosh would say Potter, this is Chayiv. A person begins eating, and then is Mafsik. So if he is kavana lechol elishtois, then Rambam would say, "Look, lechera, as the moment he had a little bit of a taste, you're ready, chayiv." A person is toyeim. So according to the Rambam, if you were mafsik before revius, you wouldn't be chayiv. So those would be the nafkaminas ladina lechera. Few times of when I'm chayim bracha and whether I'm mafsik before I complete the ma'aseh achila. Okay, tomorrow we'll go by to the next sugya.